You're listening to the Option Alpha podcast from OptionAlpha.com, where we show you how to make smarter trades, learn how the stock market really works, and generate consistent monthly income. Now, your host and head trader at OptionAlpha.com, Kirk Duplessis.
Hey everyone, this is Kirk here again at OptionAlpha.com, working every single week to make this the most popular investing podcast offered online because it's based on one thing and one thing only, and that's helping you guys make smarter trades. So thanks so much for tuning in today. On today's show, we're going to be taking just a little step back and talking more high level about what we're doing here at Option Alpha and give you guys a little bit of insight as to things that we've been working on, things that are coming out very soon in the near future, and then also big projects that we have scheduled for the latter part of the year. And I think I get a lot of questions about this in email from people, and I figured it would be a good time to start talking about it on the podcast, at least for a show, just so you guys have an idea of the things that we have been working on, things that we have coming. And it's really exciting, good stuff. I love it. And it's sometimes good to, again, take a step back from the weekly podcast where we do talks on little topics about options trading and little like segments and really talk a little bit more high level. So the first thing is probably why this podcast right now. Well, I actually tried to do this podcast earlier this week and last week, but was so stuffed up with allergies, I could barely get through it. So this is like the third attempt at doing this. So hopefully everything goes good. Third time's a charm, right? But the reason that we're doing this now is because we are quickly approaching the official launch of our options backtesting software. And so that launch date we are now setting for June 1st, which is about 2 weeks from when this podcast goes live. And the reason that this date is important is because we have been telling people for a while now that when the options backtesting software goes live, which we're just calling the toolbox, basically is this new culmination of options software and research capability, when that goes live, our lifetime membership cost is going to go up by $1,000. So right now, the lifetime membership is basically $2,000, $1,997. And as soon as the options backtester goes live on June 1st, the lifetime cost goes up by $1,000. Now, I want to take a second here and just talk about this because I get a lot of questions about it. We have a lot of lifetime members, which is great. And I want to tell you guys and give you guys a little bit of transparency as to how we end up using a lot of the fees and membership dues at Option Alpha. So most of the stuff that we obviously give out is totally free, right? And then we do have paid membership levels and we have paid research and software products. Now, in most of these cases, right, everything we give out for free, we do that because we can. We don't need to charge money for basically good training and good content. We think that should be given out for free. And we've done that for a long, long time. When we start going down the road of doing a lot of research and then releasing software, software comes at a cost, unfortunately. Unlike a video tutorial or unlike a, you know, guide that we can write and put out, in the case of software, we have to continuously maintain the software, we have to buy the data, we have to hold the data in Amazon servers, and then keep up with it and continue to buy more data and run more tests and, you know, make sure the software is always up to date. So for us, it does come at a cost and we just can't front that cost. What we have been doing for about the last 2 years is taking all of the monthly membership dues and basically funneling it back into what we are calling, again, the options backtesting software. And that is a huge, huge project that we've been working on. And it's basically an investment of multiple six figures at this point, not only in just the data streams that we have to buy from the exchanges, but also in the technology and the developers it took to actually build out this, you know, piece of software that now lives on Option Alpha. And it's groundbreaking stuff and nobody's done it before in this industry. And that's why it took a little bit of time to do it and we wanted to do it right. But in that case, it obviously comes at a huge cost. And so we've been just reinvesting this money back into this stuff and we'll continue to do so. So anytime that we have people that upgrade or sign up or pay for research or software, we always do so with the intention of reinvesting that back in and basically crowdsourcing a lot of what we do here at Option Alpha. So I really think of us as, you know, a big crowdsourcing platform for, you know, options trading and the investing community, because if I can take, you know, a pooled amount of resources from the membership base and the community that we've built here and reinvest that into really good research and technology and software, and then you guys get it at basically a tremendous value compared to what you would either have to do by yourself or either, you know, teaming up with a couple of people couldn't accomplish, you know, in a small group, I think that that's a huge value for everybody. And so It obviously comes at a cost, and I realize that, and that's why I talk about it openly here on the podcast, but it is a tremendous value even at what it is because of everything that you're going to get as part of not only the options backtesting software, but also the future research that we have coming up. So in that regard, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what the schedule is here for the next month or month and a half or so, and talk about the different types of things that are coming out, because it's not just the options backtester, it's many more things that we've got kind of slotted right behind there. So again, everything starts basically June 1st. From now until June 1st, we're going to be doing some case studies and some other podcasts here and there to kind of lead up to that event on June 1st, which is going to be the official opening of the options backtesting software to buy publicly. Again, if you're a lifetime member, you'll get access to this in advance. We've already rolled out access to all of our lifetime members already over the last 2 weeks. It's been really good reviews. We've had a couple little bug issues that we had to fix, and that's obviously to be expected with some software. And so that's great. We've corrected all of those. And so now it's really kind of running by itself, and people are running literally hundreds and thousands of tests now every single day, which is pretty insane. And there's a really good forum thread starting to go on some of this testing stuff, which is great. So as soon as the options backtesting software goes live on June 1st, we are going to have a special little promotion where you'll get a very small discount on the options backtester if you buy it by itself. Now, again, obviously the lifetime membership is valuable in and of itself. So the discount that you'll get if you buy the backtester by itself as the standalone is going to be small, but it's going to be there for at least the next 2 weeks. So after June 1st, we're going to kind of close things down on the 16th of June. So about 2 weeks later. And basically the backtester is going to be at full price at that point. So again, that small discount for upgrading or getting access to it early is going to be gone. But on June 14th, we're going to be releasing our 100th episode of the podcast. And this is really cool. I mean, I can't even believe, honestly, that we've gotten to 100 episodes. Some podcasts out there get to 100 episodes really quickly because they do, you know, 5-minute shows and stuff. But it's taken us a little while to get to 100 episodes. But in that episode, we're going to be talking about our newest research report, which is called Profit Matrix. And this is one I want to touch on briefly. We'll do a huge in-depth dive on the Profit Matrix on June 14th when we release that 100th episode. But the Profit Matrix is basically like our signals report that we did for technical analysis, but on steroids. It is the basically testing millions and millions of combinations of option strategies across tons of tickers and rolling that into one big options strategy backtesting report. And it's going to be huge, not only just in the quantity of research that we're starting to funnel down and put together in this report, but also in the way that it's laid out. We're going to have different sections, not only for just the overall strategies, but individual little mini reports as part of this for strangles and straddles and iron condors and credit spreads and calendars, etc. So it's going to have tons and tons of information on exactly what type of strategy you need to set up, depending on the market situation that you're in, depending on where IV is, depending on how far out you are from expiration. There's tons of strategy information in there about what strategies worked best during the market crash, during the market rebound, what strategies work best during flat markets. And again, a lot of it is variable depending on the situation that you're in. So what we found in this industry a lot with people who put out research is they put out research on one ticker symbol. And that's not enough. It's not enough just to do SPY or EWW. You need to do a lot of ticker symbols and a mix of ETFs and stocks to see what really works across a broad spectrum of securities. And that, I think, is more indicative of how a strategy is going to perform over time, is to really test broad strategies. So this Profit Matrix report is really kind of the culmination of all this research that we've been doing now for about a year and a half, 2 years. And it's going to be a really, really groundbreaking report that everyone will obviously want to get. Now, of course, you can, again, buy it a la carte when it comes out on the 14th, or you can choose to upgrade to lifetime membership now. That obviously includes everything that we have now or in the future that we start rolling out. Now, after we get through the kind of backtesting launch here and we get a lot of people on board, that's obviously something that we're going to want to monitor as we get, you know, more and more people on board. Just make sure all the servers are handling the capacity. We've upgraded to Amazon hosting servers for everything. So as far as scalability goes, we've got a lot of room and capacity for basically thousands of people to get on board and start, you know, backtesting strategies, which is ultimately what we want to do. But then after that, we've got a couple other things that we've got slotted for research that we've been working on. So one of the first things that we're going to release is a covered calls report. So we get a lot of questions from people who are transitioning from stock trading to options trading about what the best strategies are for covered calls. And so we did a lot of research across basically 50 different tickers and trying to figure out what is that optimal combination of covered calls. And does that covered call strategy change or adjust based on how far out you are from expiration? Does it change or adjust based on what implied volatility levels, you know, the stock is currently at? So we did a lot of research on that. We'll be publishing a research report on just covered calls and how those option strategies can be optimized. Again, that will be included in the lifetime membership for those of you who upgrade. The other thing that we've been working on is also a earnings trading report. So we've gone back and we've started testing a lot of information on earnings trades. And we wanted to see again, you know, how do we make earnings trades so that they can become more profitable? Is it truly enter the trade the day before the earnings announcement? Or do you enter 2 days before or a week before? When you enter that trade, does it really matter where implied volatility is? Or can we always take advantage of that edge, right? Do we close the next morning or do we close the next afternoon or 2 days later, right? When do we actually make that closing trade? So a lot of this research has, again, kind of gone into this so that we can hone in and really optimize the strategies that we're using for earnings trades. Again, that will be included in the lifetime membership for those of you who upgrade to the lifetime membership. The third one that we have coming up and is slated for, again, another couple months here is an adjustments report. So we've started, again, doing lots of testing now that we have data on the different trade adjustments that you can make. Now, again, adjustments will start coming out in chunks based on the strategy type. So as we roll out these adjustment reports, they're going to be based on strategy first, right? Because it's a different adjustment technique for each potential strategy. So we'll have a strangles adjustment report, we'll have a straddles adjustment report, iron condors, iron butterflies, etc. So that we start seeing if there's any either crossover in these or if different adjustment techniques work differently based on the original trade that you entered, right? So what's beautiful about, you know, having these things in combination with backtesting is we can, you know, first backtest a strategy to see if the core strategy by itself with profit targets and stop losses and allocations, if that really works by itself, then we can layer on top of it this adjustment report and basically these adjustment techniques to enhance the returns that we can get out of the options backtester. And I think this combination of doing both of these is really, really important and insanely valuable for people going forward in the future. Again, it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. Now that we have built up a good community here and we have the capital to invest in this stuff, that's what we have been doing. We've been plowing money and cash into this so that we can basically give back a ton of value to you guys. So having said all of this, obviously, we've got a lot on the docket for basically the next couple months here at Option Alpha. Everything, of course, starts June 1st. We start rolling out things in chunks as we get them done. Obviously, now that we've gotten a lot of the research, you know, in place, we can start, you know, publishing these reports at a much faster pace. And again, a lot of this will be paid research for sure. It will be included if you're a lifetime membership, if you're in the lifetime membership. If you're not, you can obviously buy everything a la carte when it comes out. Obviously, the value's there if you want to upgrade to a lifetime membership and just get everything included. Now, the last thing that we're going to be rolling out, it's not actually the last thing. It's honestly going to be before some of these research reports, but the one other piece of software that we're going to be rolling out in conjunction with the backtester, it probably won't be exactly June 1st, but it may be the end of June that we'll do it, because I want to make sure the backtester works really well before we add on this other layer, is what we're calling the Trade Optimizer. Now, this is my personal favorite, you know, piece of software that we basically put together. And what the software does is basically optimize your current market situation and spits out exactly what strategy you should be using down to the exact framework of that strategy. So the question that it answers is basically answers a question that I've asked a long time by myself and to myself, I guess, talking to myself, was what strategy should I use right now? And it's not just as simple as saying, okay, we should use an iron butterfly right now because there's low volatility, or we should use a strangle because there's high volatility. No, the question is, what exact strategy should I use right now based on how many days we are till expiration? Because the strategy may change or tweak a little bit if we're 20 days or 30 days from expiration. And what strategy should we use based on being 20 days away from expiration and with implied volatility, you know, in the 25th, you know, percentile or 25th rank? So what is the exact strategy based on those parameters? And then what we also built into the optimizer software is the ability to then say to the system and the software, I have an IRA or a margin account. And so now we'll filter the best strategies based on all of our research and basically spit out the top 10 strategies based on your inputs. So when you input how many days you are from expiration, what your directional assumption is, are you bullish, bearish, or neutral, where is implied volatility, and what type of account you have, it will then spit out the top 10 strategies for that exact situation. And now from here, you can start looking through and say, okay, I want to, you know, do this or this, or this strategy may not work for this security right now. So I want to do, you know, number two versus number one. But it basically answers this question, like, what is the best strategy at this exact moment? It helps you optimize what you are doing for the current market situation and executing a strategy that works better. And what we found in doing this is that sometimes a slight tweak based on your strategy input between 30 days and 40 days to expiration can have a major difference, right? A slight tweak in the deltas that you select or the way you set up your profit targets can have a major impact, again, depending on if you're 30 or 40 days from expiration. So this has been a huge undertaking to basically develop this to run it not only quickly, but also accurately and present the information. So it basically shows on screen, hey, you want to do a strangle, you want to take profits at 25%, no stop loss, 30 days away from expiration, and short strikes at 15 delta. I mean, it will tell you literally everything that you need to do so that you can just go ahead and set up that trade automatically. So lots of stuff that we've got going on. Again, the reason I do this now is because I do want you guys to be part of this. And I hopefully you guys know how much we're working in the back end just to make some of this stuff, you know, available to you guys at a reasonable price. I mean, obviously, you know, just the hosting cost of the database is a couple thousand dollars alone for Amazon. So we can't just give this away, but we're trying to make this an insane value for you guys. And obviously, I think it, you know, pays for itself in literally two runs. I mean, the ability to backtest a trade and figure out if the strategy is profitable or not before you actually put capital at risk for 10 years is an insane value. And so that's what we've been trying to do for you guys. So the other stuff that we've got working in the back end, and I kind of wanted to go through this because I want you guys to know the things that we've been wanting to do for a little while now. We've just been so focused on doing, you know, the backtesting software now. And now that that's coming to fruition, we can start working on other projects. I'm a big proponent of, and I've talked about this a long time, about the concept of knocking over dominoes and this sequential nature to a business. I really believe that businesses can't be successful if they're doing too many things at one time. And so that means that in some cases, some things have to be pushed to the back burner so that the more important things can come to the front. And the backtesting software has been the most important thing that we've been working on for a while. That means that some things have been pushed to the back burner for updates that we'll start now getting to. The first thing that we're going to start getting to is obviously upgrading the forum and also upgrading the website as far as some of the stuff that we have in there to enhance the experience that you have and to more appropriately double check that you're making real progress. So some of the things that we've tagged in to upgrade in the website here in the next couple of months are things like I already said, the forum, updating the forum and improving that not only with user profiles, but with messaging, with tracking of accomplishments, posts, strategies, etc. But also things like adding to-do checklists that you can have that are personal to you. So you can add your own checklist and to-do marks. We'll also add some in there for you as kind of like a guide based on when you sign up and when you upgrade to different levels, when you complete different courses. Will all be dynamic and kind of keep you on track. It's like having a mini coach in there. The other thing that we've been wanting to add for a while, and we've just been waiting to do this until now, is starting to add quizzes and tests at the end of each module and track. So we wanted to add little mini quizzes throughout the tracks just to make sure that you're still on pace with where you want to be before you get to the end of a track, and then start adding tests at the end of tracks to make sure, again, that you've retained a lot of the information learned. And this has been a big request of people, and it's not easy to do and build into our platform. So we have to kind of build it out a little bit from scratch, and that's why we've been waiting to do this. But I think ultimately it's going to be very, very impactful in how you educate yourself, because if you can do a test and run your, you know, some checks and balances basically to make sure you're retaining the information, it just makes it that much better for you kind of learning the process and the system. The other thing that we're going to start doing is a lot more on-demand webinars and on-demand classes. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I love doing webinars. I love, you know, speaking and doing this kind of stuff and teaching. And we've just been honestly holding out until we had a lot of this research to make these webinars just that much more impactful when we do them. because I didn't want to go through originally and do a webinar and say, well, you know, we think you should trade this, but ultimately we might tweak this based on our research, right? Well, now we have that research. If we do a webinar on covered calls or we do a webinar on calendar spreads, we've got the research to say, okay, this is exactly how you want to go about it, or this is the parameters that you, these are the parameters that you want to use. The other thing that we've got slotted for later this year is to add a ambassador or referral program to Option Alpha. Now, this is something I've literally had people ask me for about 8 years. I mean, I've got emails just like saved to people who are like, let me know if you ever add an affiliate program or referral program. And I've honestly been holding off on doing this because I don't know the right way to go about it. And I'll tell you why. It's because that I see too often too many businesses and websites that ultimately have an affiliate program end up diluting the brand because they get people in there who are just concerned about earning an affiliate commission, who really are not ambassadors or advocates for the brand, you know, for the website, for the business, for the plan or the system that's in place. And so what they end up doing is end up spamming a bunch of people and promising them everything in the moon, which is not possible, only to get somebody to sign up under their affiliate link or their referral link. So we're going to be really cognizant of making sure that we basically go through a little bit of a check on people who sign up and what their reasoning is, what their rationale is. We're going to, you know, check their name against, you know, databases of spam affiliate marketers and stuff like that, and just make sure that, you know, the right people are getting in who want to refer. Ultimately, I do think though that if you want to refer your friends and family, which is mainly where a lot of people end up signing up through Option Alpha, is through referrals of a coworker or a friend or a family member, I think you should be compensated in a way for doing that, whether it's reduced commissions or, you know, credits to buy other software or packages or research. Something along those lines should be part of it, because I do want our community to grow and I do want it to grow with the right people. We just have to be really, really careful about how we set that up and how we put it together. So that is something, again, that we're working on for later this year. It's something that we definitely want to get out and start, you know, promoting. But again, we just want to do it the right way so that we're not diluting basically the goodwill that we've built here for a long time. So some of the other things we've got slated for later on this year, we want to start doing some exclusive trader interviews. So there's a lot of people that are really, really good traders as part of our community. You know that I've mentioned we've got a couple of traders in our community that are multi-million dollar traders that are doing a couple $100,000 a month in trading, which is really cool. And so I've reached out to a lot of them. They know who they are. And so this is another public service announcement to get them on and get an interview with them. And so that'll be available again to Pro and Elite members, probably as a little bonus, to have these interviews with these people to see, you know, how they're trading, how they're managing their money, how they set up their business structure. I think it's ultimately great just to get more people on board and more people in the door here and different avenues of doing it. There's not just a one way to do it. There's many ways to skin the cat, as they say. So that's something that we've got coming up as well. The other major, major project that we're going to start working on here towards the latter half of the year will probably be available sometime next year is a portfolio tracking software. So the next major iteration for Option Alpha, and I think the next step in our logical sequence that we've been working through, is to build out our own portfolio tracking software. Now, we built this in-house for our own tracking purposes that integrates with Thinkorswim. And so that's where the trading alerts come to and get posted to the website, and all the performance stats that get posted live on the website also come through this portfolio tracking software that we have that we built in-house. But we're going to be building out portfolio tracking software for you guys so that you can connect your broker platform. Potentially, probably initially, we'll start out with like three or four different brokers and three or four different APIs, and basically allow you to import all of your trade history that you have from your broker and run some analysis to see where your portfolio stands. You know, are you profitable or not? That's the first one. What type of win rate do you have? How do you can you categorize any trades as iron condors, iron butterflies? What are win rates for those? Any of your trades that were straddles or strangles, what are your win rates? Again, it's basically answering the question, you know, how does my portfolio perform and where am I winning or losing money, right? That's ultimately what we want to solve. That's the problem that we're going after. And so I think that most broker platforms are really bad with the ability to track which strategies are winning or not. They just kind of give you like a blanket P&L at the end, but it's really important to see where you're making money, like what trades have been profitable, how often you've traded them, and which trades are losers generally, and how often you're trading them. You know, when we went back and did our own portfolio analysis a couple years ago and released this software, one of the things that we learned is that even though we did a lot of debit spreads and we weren't really losing on them, we weren't really winning on them, it was a big portion of what we were doing. And we really had to cut that out. We had to do less debit spreads and do many, many more credit spreads if we wanted a directional trade, or many more calendars if we wanted a directional trade. And so I think having that information in place, having that knowledge of where your portfolio stands is really, really important. Now, one thing I skipped over real quick is that we are going to be updating the watchlist software. So we've taken lots and lots of notes. I have a huge board going in Trello with different suggestions and tweaks and features that people have requested. Every time that somebody requests something, we kind of upvote it if it's low on the list or add it if it's something new. We've got a lot of different things that we're going to be updating as far as the watchlist is concerned, just making it more comprehensive and a little bit more integrated into the backtesting that we have now, if you have access to that. So that's going to be something that we're also going to be upgrading here in the near future. So lots to say, obviously. Hopefully this has been helpful. Again, just knowing what we've got on deck here. I think someone famously said, if you're going to jump on board, you better know where the ship is going. And I figured it might be worth doing a show today just to tell you guys a little bit about what we have planned for Option Alpha, because I'm really, really excited about everything that we're doing, but I want to obviously continue to get your guys' feedback and make sure that this is insanely valuable for you guys. So again, the more important dates that you need to recognize and remember for right now is that June 1st, our options backtesting software goes live. At that date, on June 1st, the lifetime membership goes up by $1,000. So anybody who gets in now before that obviously gets everything included, as well as our current software and research, the signals report, the earnings calendar, the watchlist software, et cetera, plus anything else that we have in the future. You will literally never pay again for any of the software or research that we publish. It's very easy to upgrade to lifetime. If you want to learn more, you can go to optionalpha.com/lifetime. Again, that's optionalpha.com/lifetime.
And now our favorite part of the show, Trader Q&A, where we ask a question from one of our current members about options trading. Got a question you'd like to ask Kirk to answer live on the air? Just head on over to optionalpha.com/ask and hit the record button to leave a message. That's optionalpha.com/ask. And now, here's today's question.
Hey, Kirk. My name's Louis. I only have a small account size, which is approximately 1,000 euros, and I'm pretty busy, so I don't have too much time. So I would probably only have just a few positions open, which would be one to maximum three. And I have a question to diversification and beta weighting, and if it still would be relevant for such a small portfolio like mine.
All right, Louis, thanks for submitting the question. I really appreciate it. So again, it's really just asking if beta weighting is relevant to small portfolios. Now, I'll answer this in two ways. And the first answer is that it's not that relevant because you don't have that many positions. So if you don't have a lot of positions, you can't really get a true good beta weight. But I would say that you still have to keep the concept in mind. I think that having the concept or the framework in mind of keeping a balanced portfolio is really, really important. So if I were a small position trader or a small portfolio trader, I would worry more about the underlying tickers that I choose versus beta weighting, you know, a couple different tickers. Because ultimately, you can beta weight three tickers to the S&P, but if all three tickers are in the oil sector, you have USO, XOP, OIH, then that doesn't really serve you any purpose because you're still really, really heavily concentrated in the oil sector. So if I was, again, a small portfolio trader, I would focus much more so on the tickers that I choose and trying to choose diversified tickers. So things like maybe gold or silver, USO, oil, the market itself. You could do SPY, IWM. You could also do emerging markets, EWW, EM. You could do things like XRT, which is utilities. Retail. XLU is utilities. Then you could also start feathering in things like XBI, which is like biotech, et cetera, right? So you could have all of these different things and try as much as possible to diversify across tickers. If you can do that, you should have a pretty balanced portfolio, though beta weighting won't be as relevant. Beta weighting is much more important when you've got, you know, lots of tickers and lots of different laddered positions. And it just works a little bit better because it's got more data to work with. So I think it's important. I think the concept is important, but I think the actual logistics of it with a really, really small account can be really hard to get through. So I would focus, again, more on the actual ticker symbols themselves. Remember, if you'd like to get your guys' question answered here on the podcast, or live on Facebook and Periscope, head on over to optionalpha.com/ask. Click the big red button in the middle of the screen and leave me a private voicemail. There's no software to download or install, and it's incredibly easy. In fact, we've got a huge list of questions. So if you want to get your question on the show, you've got to get it in because it's first come, first serve. So again, before we get into the closing bell segment again today, I wanted to remind you about the lifetime membership deal that is basically going away. It's not really a deal, but the price is going up. So I guess it's a deal right now at the current price of $19.97. Again, if you want to learn more about the lifetime membership, which includes all of our future and current software and research, just head on over to optionalpha.com/lifetime.
Now, the closing bell. Find out which stocks we're looking at right now, trades we're making, and hear our game plan moving forward.
All right, so in today's closing bell segment, I wanted to actually talk about a trade that we adjusted. So not actually a new trade. This is a trade that we adjusted and closed just earlier this week, depending on when this podcast goes out and when we get this thing live. But it was our TLT Iron Butterfly position for May. Now, what's really cool about this position is that I honestly thought it was a loser when I sent out the alert to close it. I sent out the alert to members and I said, hey, we made it. An adjustment earlier in TLT, it reduced risk for sure, but it still ended up with a small loss overall for TLT. And I was totally wrong in sending that out because actually when I went back and tracked, we had made two adjustments to TLT, which actually turned this thing around from a loser to a $192 profit. Now I want to kind of talk through the adjustment that we made because I think it really proves the point about how adjustments can turn losing trades into, you know, potentially either small losses, which is what normally happens, or in this case, back into a profitable trade. So this, again, doesn't happen all the time, but I would definitely not say it happens 1% of the time, maybe 30, 25% of the time, we get a trade that turns all the way back around from a loser into a winner, right? And that can really help, you know, turn this zero-sum game that most people think options trading is into a profitable venture. So in the case of TLT, we originally entered a 124 iron butterfly in TLT about 35 days ago, when we actually exited the trade this week. So that TLT 124 iron butterfly was centered around that 124 strike. So we sold the 124 puts, sold the 124 calls. Well, as TLT started to move down, we adjusted in early May the position by rolling down our calls from 124 to 122. So at this point, we went inverted a little bit on the position. Again, we rolled down our calls from 124 to 122. As TLT is moving lower. So notice we did not adjust down our 124 puts. We left those alone. We didn't move the challenged or tested side, whatever you want to call it. Later on that week, I think like 4 days later, we again moved down our calls because TLT continued to fall and moved down our 122 calls to 121, again, taking in an additional credit. So the whole time that we're doing this, we originally entered the original position for a credit. We rolled down our calls for a credit, then we rolled them down again for another credit. And at the end of the day, we took in a massive credit on TLT, which is ultimately the goal, right? So every time that we make adjustments to short premium trades, we're trying to roll or adjust for a credit. That credit not only widens the break-even points, but also reduces risk. So if we can continue to take in a credit on a risk-defined position like this, it reduces the potential loss if TLT were to stay lower. Well, on Tuesday, May 16th, TLT had a nice move back up, and so we were able to close just the inside inverted strangle on TLT, which is basically the inside legs of our post-adjustment iron butterfly. We bought back the 121-124 calls strangle. So again, those were the inverted strikes, the 121 calls and the 124 strikes, which are our puts, which were our original puts that we had with the position. We bought back that inverted spread for $332 debit. Now, here I just want to pause and again remind you that if you are going inverted, the minimum value that that inverted spread can trade for is the width of the strikes. So it can never trade for less than $3 in this case, the difference between 124 and 121. We bought it back for $332. So we bought it back a little over the minimum value, but again, 3 days left until expiration, we didn't want to be assigned on the puts that we had. But when we bought that back after that quick bump up or pop up in TLT, That turned the whole position around because now TLT was trading slightly higher than 121 and gave us an opportunity to take the whole thing off for $192 profit. Now, what's really cool about this is that if we had done nothing at all, we probably would have made a little bit of money. We wouldn't have lost money, but we would have made a little bit of money on this position based on our original entry. But in this case, the adjustments not only helped reduce risk if TLT didn't pop up higher, because it may not have, right? I mean, it could have gone the opposite way on May 16th on Tuesday. But in this case, the adjustments that we made actually increased the profit that we had in this position by taking in additional credits and by basically pinning the stock right above 121. So it was a really, really cool trade. I thought it was, kind of, again, important sometimes to take a step back like we did in this podcast today and not talk about just entry trades that we're doing, but also talk about trades that are totally closed and adjusted. Again, you guys will be able to see this if you're not already a pro or lead member. You'll be able to see this in the next 20 days or so. We've got a really good video tutorial we did for members kind of going through my account statement and showing all the different credits and adjustments and timelines, et cetera, that you guys can see. It'll be publicly posted to YouTube in about the next 20 days, and you guys will be able to see that.
Thanks for listening to the Option Alpha podcast. If you liked what you heard, please drop by iTunes and leave a rating or comment. Plus, you can get everything. Free email updates for future shows, transcripts, video tutorials, case studies, and more. Just visit our website at optionalpha.com.
All right, so I truly hope you guys enjoyed today's show and got at least one thing out of it that you can apply right now to make you a smarter, more profitable trader and investor. As always, you guys can get additional resources, any links that we think are important or related to the show by going to optionalpha.com/show91. That's just the number 91, optionalpha.com/show91. And again, if you're interested in learning more about the lifetime membership here at Option Alpha, you can just head on over to optionalpha.com/lifetime. Until next time, happy trading.